علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about certain issues with regards to communities and how they are made, how they are separated from one another. And he mainly says that it is those things that you like and things that you dislike that would determine how a community is formed and how it is together. And therefore, those communities that like a certain thing, they are one. Those communities that like another thing and dislike the things you like are another community. And of course, person should be careful about what they approve or the people they approve, the people they like and what they like about those people, because that will determine whether if a punishment was to come and harm those people because of that thing that they are doing, then that punishment will also go to that person who likes that thing that the other person is doing. So we discussed this previously, and therefore I would not want to go back and remind you of those examples. But inshallah, we shall go ahead with the discussion today.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, reportedly, he says, أيها الناس من سلك الطريق الواضح ورد الماء. The one who traverses a clear path will definitely enter the water. That means the water of life, basically. He will enter bliss, a state of bliss and happiness and good life. ومن خالف وقع في التية. And one who goes against the clear path, decides to go to another path which is not clear, then that person will end up in a dry desert-like land, fitia. Now, we saw that this is something that is possible, that people, I gave an example last time of an economic system where people try to just conjecture and guess and with their own discussions to come up with an economic policy that they realize later on was a harmful policy. And basically you can see today the epitome of capitalism and where it is heading to, the crisis that is impeding in terms of the capital being depleted and being focused only on a few people, and then slowly, slowly towards the economic crisis that is possible to happen. And the banking systems and all of those, you can see that they are basically crumbling and they are just being held on to by a very thin piece of thread that is soon to break. Apart from that, other things also, you can give different examples. I can give, for example, a random example is that, let's say, the use of crude oil. Yes. Now, today, mankind is using crude oil to produce plastic, to produce fuel, to produce various cosmetic items and many, many things. I mean, you just name it. The plastic itself is a huge industry. It has like so many different commodities within it. And the different types of fuel that are extracted from crude oil. This is itself a discussion itself. But the question is that now that we see the amount of destruction that using the usage of oil has on the environment, first of all, in terms of the gaseous release, secondly, because of the physical pollution of land and water by plastic items and the chemicals that are released in the water from these industries, that itself is a question. Is that the best thing, or maybe it would have been better if humanity would have chosen another course?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, we now realize that today even there are certain mistakes that mankind has done because of not following the clear path. One example is, you know, economic issues like the usage of crude oil as an example. Maybe, I don't know, in another 50 years, 30 years, the world will realize that maybe it was not a good idea to extract crude oil in this way in the first place. Maybe it wasn't a good idea. But now what? Now you've reached the desert end, the dead end, which is a desert. That means you have to go back all the way. And will you be able to roll back all of that environmental damage that you've done to the environment because of the plastics and the fumes and the different things that have been happening? This is one example. Another example is in the social dimension. If you look at the LGBTQ movement today, where it has gone to, I mean, you cannot even count the amount of gender identities that exist today. Everyone can identify themselves with anything, basically, literally. Right? You can see nowadays shops being opened up for selling, for example, dog or cat or wolf attire, because people identify themselves with these animals. Right? They think, for example, someone might feel that he is a wolf, someone might feel he's a dog or he's a cat. Nowadays you can see a very old man identifying himself as a small girl, a baby girl. Look at the crisis, the social crisis that mankind is facing. Why? Because they did not follow the clear path that is laid down by the prophets and the imams. Instead, they decided to just follow their own whims. And today we see, because of following their own whims, the direction that they have taken. So if we stick to these teachings of Ahlulbayt alayhi salam, they can open up very many doors of guidance and success in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه